like, I don't want to go steady with you. Tapi, yeah, they always seem to have a tendency where they think like they could have a chance later on.
Jadi gini, kalau misalnya dia nggak mau, ya udah, artinya ya mungkin nggak cocok, atau mungkin ya kita harus omongin lagi. Tetapi yang penting nggak ada expectation yang nggak diomongin, terus gue marah sendiri, kesel di dalam hati sendiri, karena gue mikir, ya kok lu nggak tahu sih apa yang gue sebenarnya mau? Orang itu bukan mind readers gitu.
Jadinya menurut gue, kalau kayak friends with benefits itu proceed with caution aja sih. Risk and consequences-nya you have to really know, and there's nothing that can make someone wanna commit to you. Kalau emang mereka emang dari awal emang gak mau commit gitu.
Welcome back to another episode of Taboo Tuesday. Hari ini kita akan ngebahas topik yang lumayan seru ya. Jadi di sini ada nggak yang pernah nonton Korean drama namanya Nevertheless? Kalian udah pernah denger nggak? Atau nonton?
Belum.
Oke, karena belum, gue ceritain sedikit ya. Nah, jadi Nevertheless ini adalah cerita tentang friends with benefits. Okay, so ini yang main itu the lady from World of Married Couple. So she's the mistress from World of Married Couple. Ah. And the guy is a very famous Korean actor namanya Song Kang. Jadi ceritanya mulai dari the girl, ceweknya ini adalah kayak cewek baik-baik lah, very simple, polos, terus she usually is very reserved, not too crazy kind of personality. Terus setelah dia putus, dia tuh kenal sama salah satu junior dia, which is Song Kang, yang di dalam drama ini karakternya itu adalah cowok yang tidak bisa berkomitmen, tidak mau be in a relationship, dan lebih mau ke konsep friends with benefits gitu, no strings attached. So of course in this drama the girl becomes very attached, right? Although dia masuk ke this arrangement tuh dengan ya dia udah tahu bahwa cowoknya nggak akan mau jadian sama dia, tapi apa yang dia harapkan adalah mungkin cowoknya akan berubah, right? So today we are going to talk about this topic, friends with benefits, karena ini adalah topik yang sangat dijadikan tabu, apalagi di Indonesia. Okay, ladies, what are your thoughts on friends with benefits? Kalian tuh support nggak sih?
Jadi kan kalau lu tadi describe the series itu kayak, is this based on me?
Wow.
Ini mirip banget. I went into that kind of non-relationship for 2 years actually, and Gita knew about this. And bener banget kayak kata lu, Kath, like even though di depan emang udah jelas sebenarnya since the beginning emang arrangementnya is just friends with benefits, there's no future, nggak bakal tiba-tiba upgrade jadi girlfriend for example, tapi of course gue maksain and then I did everything I could. Jadinya menurut gue kalau kayak friends with benefits itu proceed with caution aja sih. Risk and consequences-nya you have to really know, and there's nothing that can make someone wanna commit to you. Kalau emang mereka emang dari awal emang gak mau commit gitu.
Kalau misalnya kita ngebahas friends with benefits, kamu setuju gak dengan konsep friends with benefits? Or you personally feel like this is a concept that actually enggak jarang banget akan work out ya?
Yeah? It actually works. I mean, I did that with a few other people and it worked for us and we're still friends now without the benefits, but it all worked out well. See, it depends on how well you can compartmentalize, I feel. Yeah.
So actually, Dea, from your story, I was the other side, whereby coming into the arrangement, I knew that there was nothing I wanted as in terms of a relationship with this person. But then, yeah, like I just wanted everything else, basically. And I think the issue with me and the thing that kept happening is maybe I'm not that explicit about it. Maybe I did string him along a bit, then I think it could be an issue. Even though I said, oh yeah, this is just a thing, like I don't want to go steady with you. Tapi, yeah, they always seem to have a tendency where they think like they could have a chance later on. Jadi, I wonder if it's like me not being clear enough. Emang harus kayak ditulis pakai kontrak hitam putih terus tanda tangan gitu? Itunya sih, aku mau tanya like with you guys, like how can someone come into yang kayak jelas both sides and no one gets strung along, no one gets hurt gitu, if it's possible.
Ini kan, kalau Gita kan, she's a very logical person ya. Nah, Git, menurut lo gimana? What is your take on friends with benefits?
Kalau gue sih tergantung sama value setiap orang, karena gue juga nggak tahu setiap orang kan ada kepercayaan yang berbeda, ada persepsi yang berbeda tentang relationship. Setiap orang juga baggage-nya beda-beda. Kalau gue personally, gue emang udah pernah dan gue sih waktu itu oke-oke aja. Tetapi emang waktu gue mengkomunikasikan apa yang gue expect dan yang gue mau, gue itu super eksplisit, parah. Itu sampai kayak bilangnya, oke, tetapi kalau misalnya kita di luar, kita di publik, jangan kelihatan as if kita mesra atau kita girlfriend, boyfriend gitu. Yeah, I was, tetapi to be honest, aku itu emang super explicit, including dengan relationships gue. Jadi pertama kali gue dating sama my current husband, gue itu sampai bilangnya gini, just FYI, aku suka kalau misalnya di texting tiap pagi dan tiap malam, personally. Jadi gini, kalau misalnya dia nggak mau, ya udah, artinya ya mungkin nggak cocok atau mungkin ya kita harus omongin lagi. Tetapi yang penting nggak ada expectation yang nggak diomongin. Terus gue marah sendiri, kesel di dalam hati sendiri karena gue mikir, ya kok lu nggak tahu sih apa yang gue sebenarnya mau? Orang itu bukan mind readers gitu, dan gue juga bukan mind reader. Jadi mendingan gue set all the rules dan gue set semua expectation gue di depan daripada nantinya kecewa dan gue marah-marahin dia yang nggak ngerti apa-apa karena gue belum set expectations gue.
Right.
So true.
Okay, so very interesting ya. Nah, pertama kali gue dengar tentang konsep friends with benefits, sejujurnya gue lumayan telat sih dengarnya, kayaknya umur 24-25 kali ya. So I heard it from a girlfriend of mine. Dia bilang gini, Kat, you know my current boyfriendnya orang Indonesia. My current boyfriend tuh sebelum sama aku tuh dia punya friends with benefits. They have hubungan seksual, tapi no strings attached. What my friend said was, menurut dia, she was very weirded out, very kayak, how can people do that? That's so gross. So, di saat itu, respon gue adalah, tapi satu, dia kan nggak punya pasangan tetap tuh, he's not in any committed relationship. Terus kedua adalah, dua-duanya harus agreeing parties juga dong, untuk bisa menjadi friends with benefits. So at that time, I was like quite open to the concept juga. Karena for me, kayak ya kadang, there are people who are, yang nggak mau be committed in a relationship because they could be very busy. Right, they don't want to have a certain kind of responsibility di saat mereka tuh punya pasangan. Sejujurnya, relationships are very tough, right? It's a lot of hard work. So it is quite practical. Nah, tapi balik lagi, kenapa sih menurut kalian tuh kayak friends with benefits tuh adalah konsep yang is such a taboo in Indonesia? Like, kenapa sih orang tuh they are usually so put off by the idea? Instead of actually embracing it, oh, actually it might work for many, many people. Ya, gue juga mau nanya, pertama kali lo ngebahas friends with benefits, especially with your followers or in your Instagram itu, lo inget gak? Itu kira-kira kapan?
It was in 2018, because of my own experience juga. Dan itu rame banget ternyata yang curhat juga, ada yang obviously, ada yang gagal, ada yang berhasil juga, ada yang sampai masih temenan, mungkin kayak gue akhirnya temenan juga. Kalau dari friends with benefits sendiri, aka fuck buddies, aka bahasa Indonesianya adalah teman bobo liar, mungkin gara-gara itu, Kath, jadi kayaknya tabu banget. Karena usually, when you have friends with benefits, you're not committed to that person, which means you sleep around, atau you have several partners. Jadi mungkin teman lu itu tuh kayak weirded out, karena tahu kalau nih orang nih berarti ada beberapa dong, nggak cuma satu. Mungkin values-nya dia itu menganggap kalau seks itu tuh kayak sacred. You have to do it with someone that you love, that you're committed to. Instead of just random people atau ya teman-teman aja atau yang casual yang bahkan kayak tadi kata Gita, yang kalau di public nobody could find out ya about us. Don't talk like as if we're monogamous or like we're together because we're not.
Maybe we need to clarify and differentiate between like having sex / fucking and like making love. Like, because to some people, like, they're very distinctly different things. Maksudnya dalam experience aku itu, yeah, there is no love attached to it at all. It's purely business.
Oh yes, you just love the D.
Banyak yang suka stereotype. Kalau perempuan itu ngomong tentang hal-hal kayak gini ya, I just want a D, itu karena kamu tuh cewek yang nakal, right? Usually, there's a very big connotation in girls talking about having multiple sexual partners or maybe in a friends with benefit relationship. Since you have been in the position of somebody yang pernah ngejalanin friends with benefit, then juga...
Yeah, you can.
You're the one who broke it off. How did you decide? Kayak, okay, you know what? This is not working out. Kenapa nggak work out? Then kayak details about that particular arrangement.
Oh, details. The guy sebenarnya we don't connect in an intellectual level, even on a conversational level. Tapi he's a good listener.
Jadi lo carinya yang emang bisa connect intellectually.
To be in a relationship with.
To be in a relationship with. Okay.
Tapi this guy, like, he's not bad looking. You know, he's not bad looking. And I could tell he was really into me. And I think that was one of the thing that actually broke us off later on. Soalnya, he still had hope that we would kind of get together. Tapi I saw that he's still very immature. And actually, I broke it off with him in the airport, like, on the way back from a trip from Singapore. So then he was like, do you know what, if you really want to hear about it. So then he picked a fight with a check-in assistant. And I was like, no, this is not the kind of guy that I ever want to be in a relationship with or even end up in anything with. He's so immature. What are you doing picking up a fight with an attendant? Gitu. Jadi akhirnya I told him that. And then akhirnya yeah, no longer have anything to do with him.
Setelah kalian udah nggak ketemu nih, ya kan? Karena kalau di Korean drama ini ya, kayak... They still find themselves like falling into their old habits of like meeting up, terus, you know, and the girl finds it very, very difficult to not have like a certain kind of hope. Was it awkward after you broke it off? Like, how do you really break it off? Ada nggak pernah kayak orangnya jadi annoying banget, terus kayak nggak bisa jadi teman atau gimana?
Kayak tadi ngomongin Tali, kayak Talita tadi ngomong ya, ini sebenarnya gue udah nulis di tweet, gue bilang, not every person you have mind-blowing sex with is actually good for you long-term. Some of them are only good for booty calls and nothing more. And sometimes, bukan sometimes, kita tahu lah biasa dari when we go out on dates, kita kan juga tahu ya nih orang kira-kira bagusnya, ya sorry, you're not a boyfriend material, but you're fuck buddy material, gitu. Nah, kalau in my case sih, yang tadi, yang 2 tahun itu, yang kayak Kak bilang, emang apa ya, we fell into that dynamic, jadi susah broke it off, because it's just so convenient. And we, at that point, we had become best friends juga, I would say. Kalau untuk that particular, yeah, thing, yang broke it off is him, because he got married.
Can I ask, did he invite you to his wedding?
No, because we weren't on good terms.
Oh, you weren't on good terms, okay, got it. Okay. Ada nggak yang di antara kalian punya that kind of arrangement tapi masih temenan, masih sahabat, masih baik banget? Kalau aku sih kayak, I mean even with my previous relationship, aku nggak bisa jadi teman ya. Like, so sorry, but sorry to every boy out there that whom I've dated but we're no longer friends. But kalau kalian gimana?
Gua nggak tertarik jadi teman. Personally, including dengan boyfriend, including dengan ex-partners, karena nggak ada gitu gunanya ya buat diri gue personally. Kalau misalnya orang lain berpikir berbeda, silahkan, itu namanya juga hidup kalian, nggak ngefek ke hidup gue juga. Gue personally emang lebih suka untuk semuanya itu selesai dengan rapi. Jadi gue nggak ngomong, juga ngeblok dari semua social media, dan malah kita I think moving on-nya jadi lebih gampang dan rapih gitu, lebih bersih. Jadi nggak ada mikir-mikir, nggak ada double thinking, nggak ada concerns, worry, atau apa gitu. Tetapi kalau kita nggak sengaja ketemu satu sama lain di luar, ya kita baik-baik aja, sopan. Tetapi juga nggak usah let's hang out selama 3 jam.
Good.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I do still hang out with my ex-partners, including boyfriends and ex-fuck buddies. I'm still friends with them because kayak... For me, just because they were apa, just because we didn't work out doesn't mean they can't be good friends gitu loh. Dan juga kalau buat gue lebih kayak I like to maintain good relationships and connections. Jadi gue I'm not the type of person yang gampang cut people off aja sih sebenarnya, unless emang bener-bener toxic.
I agree with what Dea said. Like there are some people that I do still keep in contact with just because they are actually good human beings and they're interesting. Like they're like dating different people now and I congratulate them and things like that. Kayak but then there's also yeah some toxic ones that kayak enggak usah deh, like literally that guy that I broke up with in the airport. I never speak to him again.
Tapi yang gue pengen tanya Pal ya. Yeah. Does your husband know about this, but you're still in touch with them, your ex-partners and ex-fuck buddies? Is he okay with it?
Yeah, like I asked my husband, like, oh, have you met so-and-so? Dia bilang, no, I haven't. I was like, okay, nanti paling gimana? Like, I don't know, it's been so long ago.
Kalau buat Pal lebih ke, kayak, it's been so long, like, ya udahlah, kayak, there's really nothing too much that you want to think about, right?
Yeah, and I've met my husband's exes juga, so.
Right. We kind of agree that, you know, friends with benefits still works out for a lot of people, actually, people who choose to be in it. Nah, gimana sih cara bisa lo mulai friends with benefits? Ini genuine question, because it's such a, like a baper thing, right? Like, sometimes people get caught up in their emotions. Like, how do you find somebody who wants to be in a friends with benefit arrangement with you?
Ya, gini, gue nggak tahu sih kalau misalnya suggestion gue itu bakal berguna apa enggak. Karena perbedaan gue sama banyak orang adalah gue itu super explicit dalam nanya.
Oh, so actually like, hey, do you want to be my friends with benefits gitu?
Yeah.
What?
Basically.
Cool.
Yes, I do. Gini, even gue itu gak ada malunya untuk nembak cowok terus nanya, eh, actually I want this to be a relationship, mau gak sama gue? Tapi kita eksklusif ya. Eksklusif maksudnya gini, dating cuma sama gue, kita berdua gak boleh dating orang lain, whichever gender, itu sampai se-explicit gitu. Dan kalau misalnya kamu mau open relationship, aku gak mau open relationship, artinya mungkin kita harus ketemu orang lain dan putus kalau misalnya kamu mau itu. Gitu. Yes, I am actually that explicit and direct. Karena menurut gue semakin terbuka semakin gampang nanti dan diminimize gak enakannya. Gue mendingan gak enaknya di depan daripada merembet kemana-mana dan malah jadi putus yang gak jelas at the end.
Actually very good advice. Just nanya aja, nembak langsung. Kalau orang siapa tahu mau, yeah. Siapa tahu gak mau ya. Kalau misalnya ya emang gak mau ya jangan maksa.
Ya, dan jadi banyak yang kadang-kadang mikir, oh ya, aku, I think Gita dulu pernah suka sama gue, I will guarantee you this, kalau gue suka sama lo, lu pasti tahu karena gue bakal bilang blak-blakan. Never suspect that I like you, kecuali kalau gue bilang in a very real way, eh, gue suka deh sama lo. And yes, I do that. I said that to my boyfriend then, yang sekarang udah jadi suami, I said that to every person yang gue date, gue itu benar-benar eksplisit kalau gue suka orang. There's no way you don't know.
Even in pertemanan,
yes, you know this. Karena gue kalau temenan sama orang, gue bakal bilang, eh, gue suka banget deh hanging out sama lo. Mau gak kita friend date? Nah, gue selalu bilang gitu. Dan gue juga orangnya gak ghosting orang. Jadi gue bakal putus beneran dan gue bakal jelasin kenapa. So that's the way I deal with it. Karena daripada orangnya bingung atau mikir apa atau asumsi sesuatu, gue juga males karena nanti jadi aneh. Jadi mendingan udah tahu aja from the get-go.
Oh, so good.
That's my philosophy.
By the way, Kat, tadi kan lu bilang kenapa mungkin ada yang gak works out because ada bapernya kan. Apalagi there's a research actually sebenarnya kalau kayak di women especially lebih gampang baper because ada yang namanya oxytocin, apalagi kalau kita udah berhubungan seksual gitu. Karena hugging, kissing, cuddling, sexual intimacy can all trigger production of oxytocin. Jadi oxytocin ini bahkan suka disebut cuddle hormone gitu. Perasaannya tuh kayaknya kita sayang, cinta sama ini orang, padahal kita udah tahu it won't work out. Oxytocin ini penting juga kan kalau kayak misalnya sexual intimacy is because to strengthen bond between people juga sih sebenarnya. Jadi bikin kebanyakan in majority perempuan yang lebih kena gitu loh. Makanya kenapa mungkin cewek-cewek lebih cepet baper.
Did you just sort of roll into it, or were you like Gita, like, okay, gue mau jadi friends with benefits sama lo gitu? What was it like for the two of you?
One of them I met on Tinder, which the arrangement is already quite explicit. Especially, I did meet him in another country. Yeah, usually it's international for me. Like, you won't really see that locally. Yeah, international on Tinder, and then, you know, meet him in Malaysia, Singapore.
Tapi kalau di aplikasi udah explicit gitu. Kalau di aplikasi udah kayak, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Enggak sih, because you don't know yet. You know, you don't know what they're like. Jadi ketemuan, and then after that ketemuan lagi, tapi, and then fly somewhere. Atau, I mean, obviously udah gak bisa relationship juga kan, karena ini orang, itu bisa aja. Kalau another person, cuma kayak a friend of a friend, I think I met him through like 3 degrees of separation from Gita. I just told her like before the recording of this.
Is that the prince?
I know. Oh my god, your one was Gita's friend too, ya, Dea.
Okay, jadi itu kayak emang karena prerequisite-nya itu premisnya ya. Premisnya itu udah kayak okay, dating app, terus lo gak tinggal di satu negara with the person. So, most likely itu biasanya bukan long-term relationship.
Tapi sebenarnya ini Kath, ada lagi sebenarnya yang lebih explicit sebenarnya. We're just friends with benefits. Kayak tadi Gita bilang, in public, we cannot be seen together. Nobody could ever find out that we're doing this. We're never going to speak about this. And then juga no cuddling, no staying over, no texting every day misalnya. Jadi benar-benar cuma kalau kayak booty call saja. Jangan ada hangout-hangout, kongko misalnya pakai nonton bareng. Jangan dikenalin ke teman. So there are rules sebenarnya ya, Kath. Yeah, and how much you're comfortable with it gitu.
Right, right. Okay, very interesting. Kalau kalian ketemu orang, ya kan? Gue pernah bahas tentang hal ini juga, like one night stands. I personally kurang cocok ya sama one night stand. Karena aku itu orangnya nggak risk, appetite gue nggak gitu tinggi. Karena gue takut banget kayak either STDs or whatsoever. Jadi I want to make sure a level of comfort before I have sexual relationship atau hubungan seksual dengan another person. How do you get around those things? Especially when you have friends with benefits. Kan kita nggak tahu latar belakang pasangan kita ya. Atau the people that you go into an arrangement with. Are there things that you need to ask? What do you all think?
Yes, I think it's super important. Setiap kali kita mau ngomongin friends with benefits, menurut gue, itu adalah dimana kita juga harus being very clear dengan resiko yang kita tahu akan datang dengan friends with benefits, which is adalah kemungkinan misalnya kita nggak tahu latar belakang mereka seperti apa, kita nggak tahu apakah mereka so far practicing safer sex atau tidak. Kenapa aku bilang safer sex? Karena sebenarnya kita semua tahu bahwa any type of sexual relation pasti akan ada resikonya. Makanya penting untuk ngomongin tentang protection, penting untuk ngomongin tentang regular STI testing, dan practicing sex relationship yang responsible. Nah itu makanya menurutku penting banget. Jadi kalau misalnya itu aja udah malu-malu ngomong, then you really shouldn't be doing that act, honestly. Kalau misalnya kita udah malu ngomongin seks, ya jangan have sex gitu. Kalau misalnya malu ngomongin boundaries, ya artinya jangan lakukan hal itu, karena artinya kamu mentally dan emotionally memang belum mature enough untuk level of responsibility yang datang kalau misalnya kamu melakukan hubungan yang physical gitu. Dan I think that's very important sih untuk orang mengerti. Jadi when I say friends with benefit, kelihatannya oh bobo liar, artinya nggak responsible. Nggak, malah kamu harus benar-benar sadar bahwa ini require a lot of responsibility dan a lot of mature thinking, dan ngomongin boundaries, consent, ngomongin protection, ngomongin begitu banyak hal, dan juga sexual transmitted disease screening dengan partner kamu.
Yeah, I keep hearing kadang-kadang mereka bilang I'm clean, you know. I'm okay kok, I'm clean, just trust me. Kayak, no, do not trust that.
Kita pernah ngebahas ini di IG Live kita kan, karena clean for a lot of people has a lot of different meaning. Clean could be kita mandi 2 kali sehari. Clean could be like, hari ini aku mandi sekali udah bersih. So I think that's very, very important to actually align expectations ya. Kalian masih ngerasa nggak sih friends with benefits itu like, sebenarnya kalau di hidup hidup ya, at least try it once. Pernah nggak ngerasain itu?
Yeah, I also had a YOLO phase. Yeah, 2016, 2017, around the same time.
Okay. Alright. Jadi kalau misalnya mau ngomong tentang YOLO phase ya, kayak I think my current relationship tuh lumayan YOLO ya. Karena I think it's the first relationship yang satu, okay, gue harus state dulu bahwa gue sama pasangan gue tuh kenalnya lewat Bumble. Right? So I had zero expectations of anything at all. Jadi purely cuman karena di pandemi ini bosen, pengen ada tambahan yang chit-chat. Right, so never really expected that we develop a relationship or whatsoever. Ekspektasi gue serendah itu. We started hanging out with each other pelan-pelan. Kayak I got to know more about him, got to know more about me, and of course, like yang tadinya cuman what you call like hanging out with each other, eventually became something a little bit more serious, a little bit more thoughtful. Tapi ada sih kayak di saat yang kayak gue mikir kayak, am I in a friends with benefits? But I'm never friends with this person. Like we just became friends because we started hanging out with each other a lot more. Jadi there was some sort of like friends with benefits element, ya kan, yang yes, outcome-nya lebih ke on the positive side ya. Karena ya kita akhirin jadian dan we are very committed to each other. So that's my story. But other than that, gue tuh tipe orang yang kayak lumayan takut untuk coba sih friends with benefit ya sebelum gue ketemu my current boyfriend. Karena, as I've mentioned, I have very low risk appetite. Gue sih gak mau ya kena STDs. I'm so scared of that. Karena aku tuh sebelumnya, I have actually keturunan, aku tuh I have suffered from vaginal infection because of genetic and because of health conditions at that time. Jadi gue, I have no wants at all to be infected with something that will cause me and my vagina harm.
I love that, by the way. I love that you talk about that risk. Karena sebenarnya gue, paling gue punya fase quote-unquote liar abis gue cerai. Honestly, itu cukup biasa ya menurut gue kalau misalnya habis cerai atau habis sebuah relationship yang panjang, kalau misalnya pengen dating around atau seeing other people. Tetapi, kenapa gue resistant tentang friends with benefits for the exact same reason? Gue selalu mikirnya ke resiko itu sih. Gue selalu takut kayak, gue maunya diri gue aman-aman aja sih. Dan to be honest, emang kalau aman-aman aja ya harus balik ke self-pleasure. Karena kalau misalnya friends with benefits, ya gue tahu gue harus ngomongin tentang protection, tentang STI screening, tentang all of those things gitu. So that's actually what makes me really reconsider atau melimit atau mikirin lagi gitu.
Setuju banget. Karena aku pernah in a phase whereby I met a lot of people from online dating apps. Bahkan di Singapura pernah, di negara lain pernah. But I never had the desire untuk kayak, okay, let's have one night stand. Segitunya, karena for me, I truly enjoy self-pleasure. Karena one, it's so easy, right? Two, it's really good. And three, it's so sterile. And you're in like, you know that it's definitely clean. Karena itu sesuai ekspektasi clean kamu gitu. So that's my take on friends with benefits.
Speaking of practicing responsible sexual behavior, which includes getting regular STI screening, kalau masih ganti-ganti pasangan, dan juga pakai kontrasepsi. Kalau buat kalian nih ya, yang mungkin masih pakai, kalian pakai kontrasepsi apa sih by the way?
Kalau gue itu pakai condoms. Specifically the Vivo ones yang 0.03, very very thin, very good, and bisa dibeli lewat Tokopedia.
Kalau aku sama suami nggak pakai karena lagi promil, jadi ya begitulah, tidak bisa dipakai.
Yeah, kalau gue actually I prefer yang fire and ice. Soalnya itu ada kayak sensasi hangat dan dingin gitu. Just add some interesting dimension.
Ooh.
Menarik kan?
I kind of want to try that.
Kalau gue sukanya pakai yang passionate dots karena ada texture-nya gitu. Jadi ada bintil-bintilnya, ada dotted-dotted-nya. Jadi extra sensation. Jadi sebenarnya kalau kayak Vivo gitu emang banyak banget sih variannya. Jadi dan semuanya tuh bisa dibeli tadi online aja. Jadi kalau emang yang malu beli di toko, belinya lewat Tokopedia aja bisa di tokonya Danpak Pharma. Nanti ada di Spotify ya. Dan terus juga teman-teman nggak usah takut kalau belanja nanti ketahuan ditulis kondom gitu. Enggak, karena nanti ditulisnya alat kesehatan aja. So, your privacy terjaga.
Gue malah ngerasa ketinggalan nih mau ikutan. Tapi jangan. No babies.
Interesting topic that we discussed today ya, friends with benefits. Soalnya gue ngeliat bahwa tambah banyak orang itu memilih untuk tidak punya komitmen terhadap kayak pasangan mereka. Which is fine, and I think there shouldn't be anything wrong with that, as long as dia itu milih jalan yang each individual feels contented with. Kalau misalnya nih, if you girls look back on your personal relationship journey, would you have regretted, or would you have just kept all of this relationship in your books?
Kalau dari gue sih, I do not regret every single guy. Sopan banget yang ngomongin every single guy instead of every single D. Because bikin gue bisa lebih appreciate my current partner. Karena buat gue, semua yang udah gue lewatin itu, they led me here to meet this person yang gue tahu gue lebih compatible dibanding yang kemarin-kemarin. Kalau memang mau cobain friends with benefits type of relationship, just remember, don't go into a relationship thinking that you can change the other person. Kalau memang the other person udah bilang they only want casual relationships atau they don't want any commitment, then believe them. Jangan mikir kita bisa ngelakuin segalanya, nanti berharap, oh kayak di K-drama mungkin, nanti mereka akan lihat kita sebagai orang yang berharga, terus jadi status kita di-upgrade jadi istri misalnya. No, big mistake. Lu apa ya, you're setting yourself up for failure, lu bakal baper, capek, sakit hati, gitu.
Kalau gue, semuanya itu balik ke values kamu, dan apakah kamu bisa communicate ini dengan efektif dan sangat clear, se-clear mungkin. Karena salah satu hal yang gue lihat sering bikin susah adalah ekspektasi atau hal-hal yang kita pikir sudah kita bilang tetapi ternyata sebenarnya belum eksplisit. Jadi walaupun nggak enak, walaupun mungkin malu-maluin, mendingan nggak enaknya sekarang aja di depan daripada nanti ke belakang terlalu baper atau jadi disappointed. Karena semuanya ini balik lagi ke diri kita. Nah, kalau kamu tidak percaya dengan yang namanya friends with benefits dengan alasanmu sendiri, menurut aku juga itu balik ke kepribadian kalian semua. Jadi nggak usah judge orang lain dengan kehidupan mereka, apalagi kalau kehidupan mereka sebenarnya nggak ngefek ke kehidupan kamu. Gitu. Balik ke values, harus ngerti values sendiri.
For me, I also have no regrets for all the tanda-tanda. You wanna say this?
I say it for you, I say it for you.
Okay, for me, I also have no regrets for all the men I've seen in a consensual but non-committal arrangement. I have to say, guys, kalau nothing compares with the sex with someone I actually love. Itu beda banget. Jadi kalau teman-teman like you're in between atau you want to explore, like express that. In my own opinion, yeah, I'm happy I got to express that part of me. Dan soalnya aku tuh kalau dikasih tahu orang belum tentu percaya gitu loh. Tapi misalnya I experience myself dan walaupun itu benar atau salah, at least I experience myself. Tapi if I could change several things, yeah, maybe like learning from Gita, like be more explicit biar orangnya nggak ke string along. Also be more aware and responsible like about my sexual health juga penting banget. Like I go back to saying that even though friends with benefits also looks like it's so crazy cool and like romanticized on media, sebenarnya in real life pun juga gak gitu-gitu amat gitu loh guys. So like manage your expectation. Maksudnya we do have this chemistry with this person, tapi juga gak ada sampai kayak seluruh emotionally like in love and like a love making. It's not. Jadi for me, I would just tell my previous self kalau hey, just manage your expectation. It's not like the movies. It's literally just business in and out. And that's it. It's like fast food, actually. Jadi gitu sih. It's yeah, okay, like try it. Tapi kalau enggak juga enggak apa-apa gitu loh.
Junk food is not healthy for you. It's fast, it's convenient, but it's not healthy for you.
Exactly.
Thank you all for sharing tonight. Kayak gue belajar banyak banget tentang Friends with Benefits. Semoga episode ini bermanfaat untuk teman-teman yang dengerin. Kayak kadang kita itu too quick to judge ya. Bahwa, oh, Friends with Benefits, ew, kayak kotor, terus bobo-bobo liar. Tapi sebenarnya enggak. A lot of people have their own reasons for doing it. Doing so, mungkin orang itu lagi sibuk, mungkin lagi yang emang enggak bisa mengcommit 100% aja. Of course, enggak semua orang will end up in happy relationships, right? Ada juga yang, you know, eventually will find pasangan yang cocok untuk mereka. Thank you for listening and see you all next week. Bye!
Thank you!
Bye! Bye.